Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Hey, speaking of the Joker, Steve Miller Band, I wanted to give you a few questions to ask Governor or Lieutenant Governor Barnes, the Lesser Mandela. Should you show up at one of his campaign events or, better yet, a press conference as a citizen journalist, as a citizen reporter? Here are some questions that Senator Ron Johnson suggests you ask, and this is from his website, which is Just the Truth. The website is wisfacts.com. I may have said org before. It's com. So it's W-I-S, obviously, short for Wisconsin, facts.com. Here's a few questions you could ask the Lesser Mandela. Why aren't you answering questions from the press? That's a good one because, and you may wonder, well, why are you asking that if he's having a press conference? Well, he doesn't have them. And when he does, if he's asked any tough questions, he abruptly ends the press conferences and gets really prickly. Why is that? Are you afraid of your record, Mandela Barnes? Are you afraid of what? Are you afraid that the voters will find out who you really are, and so subsequently you run away from the media as a result? What are you trying to hide from Wisconsinites? Why are you denying you support radical left policies? Why do you think the founding of America was awful? Why do you want to release criminals without bail? Why do you want to give benefits to illegal immigrants? Why do you want to abolish ICE? Why are you supported by groups leading the Defund the Police movement? Hey, where's the state patrol that's chauffeuring you around? Why do you want to increase the gas tax and make it more, even more unaffordable to live in Wisconsin? Why is it fair, Lesser Mandela Barnes, to make hardworking Wisconsinites pay off the college debt of others? Hey, here's a question for him. Did you ever have a real job in the private sector like the rest of us, working stiffs? Why didn't you pay your taxes on time, Lesser Mandela Barnes? Why didn't you pay your parking tickets on time? Here's another one. This is just my own. Why did you lie about your college degree? Oh, that was just a clerical error. That's what he claimed anyway. So here's another question. Final one. And then I'll get to your call, 715-845-2155. Do you still believe that the government has the right to shut down religious gatherings in the name of COVID? So these are all questions you could ask the Lesser Mandela. And you can go, and I know I read them pretty quickly, but you can go to WIS Facts. It's just WISfacts.com. And get these questions for yourself. It's a great website. Senator Ron Johnson has put it together. It's called Just the Truth. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg.
Morning.
Okay, enough about Mandela Barnes right now. I'd like to talk about something, and this is, to me, when it comes to inflation and everything, this is the 2,000-pound gorilla that is sitting in the middle of the room. Sorry I wasn't able to be down at your event on Saturday. I had a home maintenance project that I was planning, and thankfully I did get it done. I did a lot of listening to the radio and stuff this weekend, a little bit of TV news yesterday morning. It's enough to make your head want to explode.
Yes, yes.
The one thing that I heard 100 times, if I heard it once this weekend, is what a wonderful job Joe Biden is doing lowering the gas prices for us, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that the gas prices have come down from where they were. But we all know it's a shell game. They're draining the strategic reserve to artificially force down the price of gasoline just to get people to shut up a little bit, you know. And I really question how effective this is anyway, because the real problem we have, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this when you drive past a gas station, is the price of diesel fuel. Diesel fuel has remained exorbitantly high. And from the farmers that till and grow our crops and harvest our crops, to the trucks that deliver everything that we want, need, and desire, to the construction equipment that builds our roads and builds our homes, to the railroads that we just got done talking about this past week here. All of that runs on the lifeblood of the American economy, and that's diesel fuel.
Amen.
They're not doing anything about this. And, I mean, this is the number one thing that we could do to help bring inflation down, is to lower the cost of diesel fuel, because everything that diesel fuel powers is costing us way more than it should. And so I'm going to, and I'll make one more quick little point here. I think before your Stump Tom segment in the morning, are you familiar with the old show Hee Haw?
Yes, I don't think I ever watched it, but yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, but do you remember the song about misery, where them guys would stand out there and go, gloom, despair, and agony on me, oh, you know? And you should play that song every day, right before you go on with Tom for the Stumper, and then talk about, just say, the price of diesel fuel is still blank, and Governor Evers, President Biden, what are you doing about this? And one more quick thing, too, that you could add to that, to the misery index. Most people are finding out that this winter, if you heat your home with LP gas, you're going to be paying anywhere from 75 to 100% more than you paid just last year, and 150% more than you paid 2 years ago when Donald Trump was president yet. So just keep that kind of stuff in mind. And for, I'll throw a quick one in here, too. For the school district up in Merrill up here, before you vote for that referendum, think about when it's 15 below zero at night some night, what's going to heat your home better, Blue Jay Pride or LP gas?
Amen.
And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, I know this is Jeff, right?
This is Jeff.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for calling in. So many great points. My head almost exploded. So well done. have a great day. Thanks for calling in. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hey, good morning, Meg. Wanted to thank you for a fabulous Constitution Day event. That was just amazing. The speakers were tremendous, and just everything about that was wonderful. And I just want to thank you for all your hard work. I really do.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're welcome. You know, I think we could take that show on the road.
Yeah, definitely. hey, I wanted to add just another question, if I could, for both Mandela Barnes as well as Tony Evers. I would like them, especially Mandela Barnes, to answer why he thinks it's sexy to let, in his words, he said, it's sexy to let convicts out. And those of you who live in Hatley, right now you have a violent killer who is living in your community.
Yeah, I talked about that during the first half of Feedback.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I actually played the clip of Mandela Barnes. I unearthed it and found it of him actually referring to emptying the prisons as sexy. So, yes, it's amazing to me that people aren't, well, the media isn't going to make any voter aware of that, so we're going to have to do it ourselves.
And how is it that Tony Evers is allowing that to happen? You know, one of the basic functions of government is to protect the people that you represent, not to endanger them, not to make it so that, you know, that their lives are in jeopardy of being taken. And this is just inexcusable. And it completely undermines the judicial system. And so folks, if you want to live with this kind of chaos and this kind of fear, if you want to be like downtown Chicago, where, people are fearful of going out because of the thugs that are out there and the killers that are out there, then you just keep Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes in power. You know, if that's what you really want, that's what you're going to get with this kind of leadership.
Amen. Well, thanks for calling in. Hey, thanks for attending over the weekend. It was, I will say it was thanks to all the speakers, all the contributors of this event that made it so great. And we were just very fortunate to be able to have everyone commit to joining us on that day. So, hey, thanks for calling in, Lewis. As always, have a great day.
You too, Meg.
Thanks.
Thank you.
715-845-2155. So many callers this morning. Good morning. Oops, I lost you. Go to the next one. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, Meg. I listen every day and love your show. I just wanted to answer, or try to answer at least a little bit, Bruce's prior question, and kind of really all the prior callers' questions here. They're all kind of tied together in a giant system, I believe, that they're working. And hopefully I'm wrong, truthfully. Trust me, this isn't something I want to see come to fruition. But, you know, they're trying to drop the price. They're trying to drop the availability of oil because oil supports the dollar. Mm-hmm. And if they can collapse the oil production in this country, then they can collapse the dollar, mm-hmm. our current currency, both globally and domestically here in the States. I believe, you know, because why else would the IRS need 87,000 new agents with 5 million rounds of M16 ammunition, Kevlar? So does the NIH. NIH has got grenade launchers, and they also have, you know, machine gun ammunition, and the EPA, they've got tons of military equipment as well, including Kevlar vests and, you know, and the rest of it. And really, there are multiple organizations, including local and state cops, also that have a ton of military ammunition. Well, what happens when, you know, Joey Bag of Donuts Biden over there, you know, decides to, you know, just him and his party decide to fully collapse the dollar, both through a lack of oil production and spending like morons, and then tell us that we have to convert to digital currency. And not only convert to digital currency, but this currency is only going to be available via a microchip implanted under the skin. I mean, this technology exists already. And I thought it was interesting that they're, you know, funding this microchip production. You know, we can assume that everything they're saying they're lying about. You know, I mean, that's the obvious part. You can't just take these Marxists at their word anymore. I don't know why we continue to, you know, expecting them to keep their word or expecting them to tell the truth. They're not. They're Marxists. And they're pedophiles. That's why Medela Barnes thinks it's sexy. Why else would you think it's sexy to let a child molester out of prison? I mean, you got to be a freak, you know. That's all there is to it. These people are Marxists. You know, I'm sure that they're all tied in. That's my personal opinion with the whole Epstein thing. That's why Epstein disappeared. That's why his list hasn't been made public. You know, and I'm sure there's people on both sides of the aisle, you know. But, you know, like Bongino says, you know, it's Republicans may not be the solution to all your problems, but Democrats certainly are the cause of them, you know. And I believe personally that they're going to try to force this chip, which ultimately is the mark of the beast. So if we don't get these people out of office and we don't get back to oil production and, you know, oil, you know, energy independence and becoming a net exporter so we can support Germany so they don't freeze, so we can support the UK so they don't freeze with natural gas and so on.
Well, and think about this, too. I feel like perhaps the COVID shots and the mandating COVID shots was a dry run to see how many people would roll over and go along with it without questioning it. And
That's exactly what it was.
Disturbing how many people, how many of our fellow Americans and how many of our fellow conservatives went along with it and actually took the shots. Yeah.
Yep, all out of fear. How afraid are they going to be when the dollar's collapsed?
Right. Well,
what are they going to be willing to do?
Exactly. You know? And just the idea that, you know, that you talk about, because I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not going to let them implant a chip. But what if that's the only way that you're permitted to buy goods and services? And I mean,
what does the Revelation say? Revelation says that unless you take the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy or sell or trade.
I really hope I'm gone by then, frankly. That's my
I don't think we're going to be. I honestly believe that we're going to be here to live through it.
And if
the Democrats don't get their heads out of the collected asses, this is going to happen, period.
And
I understand if you're a lifelong Democrat and you want to vote just because they're on the ticket, but these people need to awake from their slumber. They need to wake up. I've got a friend of mine from high school. I got in an argument with him because I haven't seen him for a while. He turned into some kind of lefty. He's talking about Ron Johnson and how terrible Trump is and how Trump's a liar. I'm like, man, you're sucking up the government teeth. You know, you claim to be some kind of libertarian. You know, you're not. You know, you're listening to everything. Well, I listen to Fox News. I don't listen to Fox or CNN. I don't care what either one of them have to say. I listen to Meg. I listen to Dan Bongino. You know, I listen to Sean Hannity. I used to listen to Rush. I miss Rush.
Yeah,
I think we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to independent voices, plain and simple.
Well, and you know, I, as you were talking, I knew that I'd seen an article and I found it in the stack during the World Economic Forum, there are those that suggest that there are solid and rational reasons to implant microchips in kids. And so, again, in scaring and guilting parents into getting their children this unnecessary and dangerous and ineffective COVID shot, again, this is just conditioning people to think, if I'm not doing it for my own child, I'm doing it for the greater good. And how many people fall for that argument? They all do.
That's communism.
It's terrifying.
For the greater good is communism.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you certainly, introduced a lot of questions and more things for me to worry about. So I appreciate it.
The perfect love of Christ cast out all fear.
Amen. Amen. You got it. Absolutely. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in this morning. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
You too, Meg.
Thank you. Say, if you'd like to join the conversation, I have time for perhaps one more call. 715-845-2155. In the meantime, I wanted to share this with you from a listener. I just got this morning. This was hand-delivered to businesses here in Wausau in the past week from the Marathon County Health Department. It's a flyer that says, "Are you interested in the monkeypox vaccine? Wisconsinites are eligible for a monkeypox vaccine if they," and here are the three stipulations. Number one, know that a sexual partner in the past 14 days was diagnosed with monkeypox. Or number two, attended an event or venue where there was known monkeypox exposure. Or number three, have had or will have multiple or anonymous sexual partners, people with HIV, and those who are taking, and I presume this is a drug for those who have HIV, PrEP, P-R-E-P, have an increased risk. The Marathon County Health Department is providing free vaccines to people, monkeypox vaccines, to people who meet risk factor criteria and live, work, or spend time in the county. So subsequently, the taxpayers in Marathon County are paying for the promiscuousness of those that not only live here, but also work or spend time. Maybe go to the bars here in Marathon County. If you are eligible for a vaccine based on those three stipulations that I already read to you, they list a phone number. Please call 715-261-1967. This is the Marathon County Health Department. It says if you leave a message, please leave your phone number and you will be called back within a business day. This is curious to me. It does make a note here, and I don't know. This voicemail box does not obviously go to a high-level bureaucrat at the Marathon County Health Department. It's I'm sure some poor person that is charged with taking these calls. So really, truly, you may want to look up the higher level person and call her as opposed to this person. But the phone number is for vaccine appointments only. If you have symptoms of monkeypox, call your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, call the government at 211 for referrals. Mm-hmm. I got to go to a break, and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. As always, if you have missed any of the program during the course of the full 4 hours of programming gold, you can always go back to WSAU.com and check out any of our podcasts. They're all fantastic, I tell you, including the first half of Feedback. WSAU.com is where you go for programming gold, of course. Say I am fortunate enough to receive Ron Johnson for U.S. Senate's emails, and he has a Mandela Barnes question of the day. Why do you want to release criminals without bail? Lesser Mandela Barnes, that's another question you can ask him if you can find him. as a citizen journalist, as the whistleblower. I encourage you to seek out opportunities to track down these Democrat candidates like Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers and Josh Call. Go to their campaign events and get a phone in their face and ask them a question. Ask them a tough question and see how they wrangle away. See how their staffers push you away. See if they'll answer the question. See if they'll be honest and see if they'll tell you the truth. I doubt it. I got a boogie looking at the clock. Always almost one step ahead of the posse, as my dad used to say. Hope you have a great day. God bless. I'll talk with you again tomorrow.